Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It is hour number one of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. General at your service, Eddie's. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. Yeah, Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup over here, Master Control 75 and Fitz. You G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, back to their normally scheduled daily time windows. As we did get the update there during Crosstalk, if you missed us, that Jake Ferguson's going to take one more week. He'll rejoin us next Thursday at his normal time, 5:35. Broaddus is going to preview the Raiders defense.
The D-Forts today. Yeah, I'll do that one for you, Dawson.
Looking forward to Krusty's Corner 340. Learned a lot about the Raiders' offense last night. It was a terrific report.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Wolchuk remains out on dad duty. He's got that paternity leave situation going on as baby number two, dominating social media. I'm loving the Zach Wolchuk and Wolchuk family updates there. Pretty cool when you get, it's got like a year-and-a-half-year-old playing with the little baby. The pictures are just precious.
Yeah, it's quite the experience. And now, and I think he's already starting to feel this, all of a sudden, your toddler baby becomes more daddy-attached.
Oh, really?
Because now mom is on full-fledged baby mode, and so you are now kind of the sole caretaker, to some extent, of the toddler, and then that relationship just begins to blossom in a way that it never could before.
So he's feeding her more brisket and stuff like that then, right?
Yeah, they went and had some milkshakes and cheeseburgers yesterday.
Sliders.
Yeah, I think they got a French dip to honor the National Day.
French dip, yeah.
Oh, 214 says wrong address, General. I said 75 and Fitzhugh. We are, of course, at 75 and 635 here.
I didn't know she said
here.
It. I've been sitting here for so long.
The Lakeside Studios, and it's been a tremendous transition here as we near our second week of broadcasting here, drawing to a conclusion. A lot of the kinks getting ironed out, but you can still see the engineers, the producers, all dealing with a fair amount of stress. So we appreciate them battling through that and making things so smooth on this end of the glass.
It is so funny to watch them running around frantic. Oh, crap, there's another fire, but we haven't put out this fire, but now we have a new fire to worry about.
I'm enjoying the fact, Lucius, if you noticed across from me here, I got the Bass channel
up.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so Lucius and I are watching, like, we're doing radio with you guys. We're watching some bass fishing going on.
That's
here.
Beautiful because I got Storage Wars for some reason on this television.
Ooh, Storage Wars. There,
but yeah, Storage Wars is always an interesting thing. Do you think those people were acting and they kind of getting mad at each other?
I think they were acting and probably scamming, you know?
You think so?
I don't think that's the first time that door's been opened in the last couple of weeks, if you know what I'm saying.
You think,
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, greed's undefeated. You know how I feel about that, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we're driving this thing up, but somebody knows where the goods really are. And that gentleman's just going to end up having his highest bid on that particular garage for the afternoon and evening.
I know what you're saying, but I wanted to believe.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to believe you didn't know that there was a Lou Gehrig baseball card in there.
I think the door got right.
I really did.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Gold bars. A Medal of Honor. Who would have thunk it?
Oh, look. It's a dustpan. Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. It's, yeah, you're right.
A good friend of mine, actually, my first job in radio, this is like the late 90s where Survivor is really taking off and then all the different spinoffs. And it was the golden era for reality TV. But one of his buddies was one of the producers on a lot of these shows. And he was just like, it's totally scripted. And I was like, okay, well, it's still decent drama, you know? It's not that much different than regular TV, though, just with different camera angles and worse acting, I think has been my opinion for about two decades running now. Mavs take another step toward a terrific lottery pick with a 123-114 loss to the Suns last night. Cooper Flagg 16-6-6. It was Brandon Williams starting at point guard with 17-9. Their defense just was not up to the task there last night. We'll see, you know, if anything changes when they get healthy. But the much bigger question is, what do they have cooking? Chris Mannix among the reporters today. It seems like everybody's talking with different reporters. Mannix, a longtime NBA insider, says Mark Cuban back at the table. And the front office and the governor are already considering radical roster changes. Separate reports going back to last night and then continuing today say the team is going to work with the camps of Klay Thompson and PJ Washington to maybe facilitate a trade for them. But when you talk about radical roster changes, that to me seems like more. You know, that seems like anybody that is not on a young player's timeline, we're going to see what we can get and, you know, start building for the future. And I love hearing that. You know, that's right. I think there's a decent chance or maybe a slight chance that you could get healthy and have an entertaining season. But ultimately, it would just, you know, be kind of like feeling like spinning our wheels here, Brian.
Don't you want to hire a new general manager first? Let somebody come in and evaluate your whole operation before you do these radical chant. Not that I'm saying I'm against it, but what are we doing here? It's like we're hiring the coach before we're hiring the GM. I hate when we do that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, and unless you're telling me that, like, okay, like we were asking yesterday or talking about that, does Jason Kidd become director of basketball operations and head coach?
I think they got a pretty good brain trust going here. I think the guys involved are capable of pivoting.
So we're not going to get a new general manager then if this is what we're going to do. It's going to come down to Finley or Riccardi or whatever the gentleman's name is. My apologies.
You know, I like the idea of Jason Kidd as the overseer of the personnel operation with Riccardi or Riccardi and Michael Finley working for him. You know, I guess Riccardi's the phone guy. We figured that out from the Nico story. But at 877-881-1053, what do you think about radical changes here for the Mavericks roster? I think that's the first step in a great direction. And I don't know that they need a new GM. I would be nervous about bringing somebody else in that would have his own ideas and would have influence over Patrick Dumont. Like, that's how we got into this trouble, was Dumont isn't smart enough to make his own decisions.
What if the guy agree? Okay, Dumont is like, he's interviewing the guy. He's interviewing the new GM guy, the candidates.
Yeah.
And he's asking, okay, what's your philosophy? You've looked at my basketball team.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think. Now, if Cuban wants to sit in there with it or whoever else he wants to get, you know, to be that guy, then okay. But have this guy come in or gal come in and look at your team and give you the honest assessment of what you would do.
Well, I think, you know, I think Patrick Dumont is a smart guy in his own discipline. I mean, I think he went to Columbia and he's got an engineering degree. Like, this dude is smart.
I know a lot
smart.
Of Ivy League idiots.
Okay, so, I don't want to assume
it's
too
sports.
Much. But I think right now it would feel like an art professor grading your math paper. You know,
sure.
Like, he is interviewing GM candidates, but you have to have a good understanding yourself in order to review what he's telling you.
Okay, well, this is where now, if you're going to keep Finley around and other people around in the organization, let him be part. I know Jason doesn't have time to sit around and interview candidates, but he does need to sit down and see if their philosophies do match.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to sit there and all of a sudden we're interviewing Matt Eberflus again,
yep.
and our players are this way. you know, and we're really not helping the team.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get rid of all those guys.
No, you can't, and there's value there. I would love it if they just used a committee approach here, and we got 4, 5, 6 guys, and we're all going to workshop this thing together. It's to me, much better than an owner going it alone, especially at this point in his tenure, or, you know, bringing in another outsider with his own set of ideas. I think you've got a lot of good people here that understand the way through this path, and it's not just all personnel. It's how you frame things. It's your in-arena experience. Like, you've got a lot of repair with your relationship with the city to do.
Yeah, but
I think Cubes and Finley can do that for you.
Do you worry about some of these guys still might be here that were like get rid of Luka guys?
Yes, absolutely.
See, that's what I worry about. I don't know if I want get rid of Luka guys running my basketball team. That seems like to me a very poor judge of players. Don't think about the out of shape stuff and all that. Think about the guy that's averaging 38 points a night and 10 rebounds and 8 assists. You know, do I want anybody, if I'm Patrick DeMone, do I want, and he was part of this too, by the way, because he had to sign off on it, but he owns the team, so he gets to stay. But if you're telling me that guys are on this team or are part of this front office that signed off on the Luka trade, I don't know if I necessarily want you in my organization. If I'm a fan.
Yeah, agreed. And maybe if you're the organization, you know, and I don't need to blame them or fire them now. You know, that could easily change, though.
Yeah.
And the way Jason Kidd was talking last night would maybe make me move more in the direction of a pink slip before the game, urging Mavs fans to move forward. And that part, I think, is fair to suggest it. But my issue with him last night was lecturing the fans for the reaction with the boos over the last 9 months. Like, one of the worst things that can be done to you in any relationship is when somebody wrongs you and then blames you for the reaction, you know, and if you're not careful, you can get gaslit into being like, oh, you're right, my bad, you know, I shouldn't have booed that guy. No, you had a decade of basketball paradise pulling for your guy ripped from you. And I would say, you know, to have it only last 9 months is actually well under schedule for when you could possibly get closure on this. So when Jason Kidd said that last night, I was like, man, you better be careful, because these fans are still hurt, and there is a pocket of them that blames Jason Kidd. I can't confirm whether he was into it or not.
Right.
You know, and
I can't get that either.
Yeah,
I can't get that either. That's the thing. You know, if you're telling me that he was on board with the Luka stuff, we need to start thinking about that. But he got the extension. You know, they moved on. Him and Nico. You know, there was some kind of going back and forth when he was sniffing around at that Knicks job. You know, it was kind of like, well, maybe I could take this job. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think Nico would have been damn happy to have him out of the picture if that was the case.
Yeah, and you know, to Jason Kidd and the way he was talking last night, I get what you're saying. I think a lot of it has to do with trying to make sure that the players in the locker room feel like head coach has their back. Right,
I
think a lot of it is just on behalf of the current players. That's all it was. It's just, hey, these guys are out here trying their best night in, night out. They're in a tight game. We're at the free throw line, and it feels like we're on the road because of the way the fans are reacting. And so I'm sure in his heart of hearts, Jason Kidd totally understands that. But at the same time, he's trying to make sure he has the back of every player in the locker room. So that's why I would give him a pass for the way that he approached that last night.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. And we'll see how things go. I would just say, for all parties involved, you know, you can respect their perspective. And fans almost all the time get left out of consideration, especially when it turns to boos and voicing their frustration with the organization. And I'd like to protect the fan perspective a little bit. Okay, the news yesterday out of The Athletic confirmed what we suspected about Nico and AD. The Athletic reporting he was urging AD to return early, despite the staff warning there was a chance of a torn Achilles. So, you know, it was the players and the GM kind of against the training staff and others in the organization. If this was the ultimate pain point that led to the dismissal of Nico, I'm just glad that they got to it before something foolish could have happened with Anthony Davis. But, you know, that one right there, I think's a pretty fireable offense and kind of like a party foul in the world of sports, isn't it? To try to pressure your guys.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. I mean, but look what you're dealing with. you're dealing with a general manager that was backed into a corner. You know, I mean, every night we talk about the booing, the fans, everything about it. You know, he was put into a corner. This was his trade. You know, he's got it. To be honest with you, he needed Anthony Davis to step up and not be hurt. That's the biggest problem with this whole trade is. The one thing that we know about Anthony Davis is he lacks availability, and the guy still made the trade. So, and he's like, you know what? He went against everything that you should believe when you're getting players. Don't get hurt, guys. Hurt guys stay hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and he messed that up. And yeah, for him to push the trainers or to push them to maybe get him back out on the court earlier than he's ready, that he deserved to be fired for that.
Okay, a lot going on in the world of sports this afternoon. Apple is scrapping their MLS season pass in 2026, so MLS is going to be on a different platform. I think that's overall good for the league, although it was a good service. It pinched their exposure down so much in the market. You have the Padres exploring options that include a sale. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll give you Chris Young's updated perspective on the Rangers' approach to free agency and spending and their budget. But we have a college football playoff chair and the athletic director at Baylor, Mac Rhodes, taking a leave of absence from his position at the school for personal reasons, telling ESPN Today. He's leaving the committee as well,
yeah,
which opens up a second spot on that committee. Hopefully you get it replaced with a guy who's got some Big 12 influence.
Isn't he the guy that actually runs the committee?
He's in charge of it all?
He's in charge of it all, yeah. I believe the Baylor athletic director is the lead voice for the chair for the committee.
Is this going back to the confrontation that he allegedly had with tight end Michael Trigg about the color of a shirt he was wearing September 20th against Arizona State? That was the only part in the story that suggested on what this could be about. You know, who knows? You got personal reasons, you got medical reasons, and anything is possible. But you know, maybe just looking for an explanation on the how and the why and the when. And then salute to Notre Dame's Hannah Hidalgo, one of my favorite players to watch in college basketball. She announced her intention to make this season at Notre Dame her best yet. 44 and an NCAA record last night, 16 steals. She's basically Lady Iverson, if you will. Made 16 of her 25 shots, also had 9 rebounds and 4 assists to go along with that. So
in 28 minutes.
In 28 minutes, bro. Yeah, she is an absolute baller. Okay, we got the champ on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Where are you taking us today?
Yeah, late night Jimmy turns 58 years old, so I have the top 10 Jim or Jimmies in sports history. 877-881-1053. That's next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In the Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We got an update on the story down there in Baylor. Insider sources in Waco. Brian working the phone there at the break. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. So the AD, Mac Rhodes, taking a leave of absence, not only from Baylor, but also from the College Football Committee.
Yeah, the thing is, the Baylor one is the one that it has nothing to do with the committee, the playoff committee. The fact that he's leaving Baylor is now that ties into that's it's not
oh, disqualifies him
yeah,
from
exactly,
that.
Yeah, exactly. That since he's having to take the leave. But I talked to actually a couple of people during the break, I mean, quick, and they said, listen, this guy is a great manager of crisis. Like, okay. He is like one of those ADs that handles crisis.
Problem solver,
does all those things really, really well. Sometimes those are the people that can handle their own crisis.
Okay.
So that's what you're dealing with right now here. Well, probably some more, you know, hopefully Mac will pull it all together and everything for himself, you know. But, yeah, it sounds like that he's dealing with some stuff down there in Waco. And you know, like I said, hope the best for him.
Yeah, hope the best of them for sure. And hopefully it's not too serious. He can get everything resolved and resume his career. Speaking of colleges, salute to your guy at Tarleton State for sending us these sweet.
Yeah, Byron Anderson.
All caps.
Yeah, appreciate
salute to Byron.
That. Yeah, I think Choppy's doing the game with him this weekend. Choppy and Bobby maybe both doing the games with him this week. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah, and then I'm going to circle back for a playoff game. So I'm excited about doing that.
All right, we got the top 10 here in just a sec. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day champion.
Yeah, let's do this. I believe this is day one going for two of this champion audio. It comes from right here in the G-Bag Nation. Eric Schiaffalo started the show yesterday with a love letter to Nico Harrison.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things fell our way.
You, Nico Harrison. You didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak, and you crapped it out. And then you urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Just ask the Nuggets. Luka was our loaf, home-baked, yeast-perfected, a once-in-a-millennium crust, the kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle, straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece, and you wiped your hidey with it. You rubbed it in our faces, and then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and two-year windows down our throats. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league. Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life.
Here we go.
But Nico Harrison, he's both.
Kaboom.
Well done, Chief.
Thank you.
Tremendous support and applause happening on social media. You can follow our YouTube at Dallas Fan Cam and, of course, on Twitter as well to get our shorts and our multimedia presentations. And Chief will face a challenger coming up at 5:30 tonight, a challenger or two. And, you know, won't be too long before he's nominated for the G-Bag of the Year. Okay. Somebody on Twitter, D, we were talking about Hannah Hidalgo, and sent me a link to Audie Crooks last night, USC big.
Yeah.
She had 43 points in 20 minutes. Okay. And if you've ever played YMCA basketball and you're down there in the post trying to defend somebody and the giant guy shows up, he's maybe more giant wide than tall, but you can't get close to him. Right. Doesn't even have to jump. He's just creating so much separation by being a big back. That's Crooks for you. And she looks unstoppable.
She really does, dude. I mean, she is a true joy to watch right now. Like you said, 43 points in 20 minutes is crazy.
Let me retweet this at Gavin Dawson so everybody can jump in there and check her out for yourself. I think I remember talking about her last year in the tournament. You know, that's just not fair. I don't know. She's got to have
USC.
She's at USC. No, she's at Arizona State.
Iowa State.
Said Iowa.
Iowa State.
Okay, you talked about it last year. She was wheeling and dealing.
Man, I thought she said USC. I thought I remember her at Iowa State. I didn't know if she hit the transfer portal on us there.
No, you're right. My bad. I saw the colors and thought that was USC or apparently Arizona State, but it's option number three.
There you go.
Okay, so it's time now for Wolchek's top 10 at 2:20. Here's Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053, your favorite athlete or just person in sports with the name Jim or Jimmy. Late night Jimmy Kimmel turns 58 years old today. So went ahead and dialed it up.
I like
athletes
it.
Athletes or people in sports named Jim or Jimmy. I think we all first think of Jimmy Johnson, right? That's the first name that comes to mind.
Both of them.
Which Jimmy is having a birthday?
Kimmel.
Okay.
He's turning 58 today. Right. And the national days were a little bit barren.
Okay.
You know, we had the French dip yesterday.
So you got creative.
So I had to go ahead and try and get creative, if that's what you want to call it. But so that's what we got here. And we already are getting plenty of texts now. Jimmer Fredette.
Okay. Okay.
I was wondering there because he's not a Jim or a Jimmy. He's the very unique Jimmer.
Now, Jimbo counts too, right, then? Jimbo Fisher?
If Jimmer Fredette's going to count, I'll let you guys be the arbiters here, then absolutely. Jimbo would totally.
I think they're both in the James family. Yeah. Look at 817 coming in with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Ho!
Played football at SMU.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he really special?
He was a good player. Yeah.
I mean, actually special though. Like,
I can't tell you that. I know he played at SMU.
That's the character that he played. I can't imagine you'd get into SMU, but maybe they were willing to look the other way.
Well, that was a time period where they were doing a lot of things.
One of my favorite wrestlers of all time, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Were you making a reference that I should have known?
The Ho? Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch wrestling either.
He would bring in a 2x4 out to the ring and then lift it in the air.
Okay.
Sort of his intro.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Obviously, Jim Jackson.
There you go.
You know?
How about Jim Thorpe?
Jim Thorpe coming in hot. He will absolutely be making an appearance here.
There's a player named Jimmy Connors in tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a champion.
He's super, super high on this list.
Okay.
Jim Plunkett coming in. Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, yes. Was that the Browns QB coach / head coach maybe for a minute?
Yeah, he might have ended up in Cleveland. I feel like he was definitely in Detroit at one point.
He was in Detroit for sure.
Jim Bob Cooter was definitely planting the Cooter flag there
Jimmy
in
Johnson,
Detroit.
Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR driver, 7-time NASCAR champion,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, 100%. He is already getting some love here on the text as well. Jim Plunkett, Jim Irsay, Jim Brown. Yes, he, of course, will be in the midst here of this top 10 list. WWE Jimmy Uso.
Okay.
And then WWF commentator Jim Ross.
Jim Ross, he's pretty legendary, yeah.
He's that guy?
Oh, no, he is. He's like the, yeah, he's the, he was the voice, but yeah, very well known. Very well known.
Jim Harbaugh's good. I would go with the rapper Jim Jones just for his ballin' song, which whenever I'm watching basketball and somebody hits from deep, I have to holler out the chorus.
Yeah,
it's mandatory.
Yeah, that plays. That absolutely plays here. All right, 877-881-1053. Jimmy Rollins coming in hot on the text. Let's see. Jimmy Butler, yes. That one's a no-brainer. He will be... nice and high on this list here. Jim McMahon brought us.
Should have known better.
No question.
Jim Kelly,
yes. I know Tim in Carthage said Jim Kelly, end of list.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of love for old Jim Kelly there.
Wasn't Jim Kelly amazing? Like, he might be one of the great quarterbacks of all time, but couldn't get it done.
Well, yeah, you look at where he playing there at Miami and how well he played on those teams, and then he went and played in the USFL for the Houston Gamblers, and he was really good, and then went to the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, just couldn't play against some really good – I mean, they were good teams in Buffalo. They just couldn't find a way to get past
– incredible teams.
Yeah, yeah, couldn't find a way to get past Dallas.
Jim Nantz in the 512 getting some love here. We will go ahead and take a look at some of the outside looking in here. Jim Boeheim.
Okay, Syracuse coach, Hall of Famer.
I mean, yeah.
Was that the 2-3 zone?
Yeah. 2-3 zone master, no question.
Kind of a pain in the ass guy.
Oh, big pain in the ass.
Over 1,000 wins. Was he really? Was he unlikable?
He's one of those biggie snob dudes that sit up there and, like, you ask a question and he would, like, grovel along, like, why you ask me that question? If you remember, they had a case that went down in Syracuse about one of their coaches there. That involved some
Sandusky stuff, or
and he went in and was protecting the guy, you know. So anyway, that's
not a good look.
He's kind of not one of my favorites. How about that?
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Also on the outside looking in, you have Jim Lampley, broadcaster.
Oh, ABC
boxing.
He was boxing with HBO, Olympics, NFL,
Demolition Derby.
Quite a bit of stuff.
Great host, great voice.
Jim Otto.
Oh, 00, Oakland Raiders. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, he was a great player. He wore 00.
You coach him, Al?
I can't remember. I can't remember. Jim, I coached like in 63, 64. I think Jim was after that. Yeah.
That's a good four you got there.
Thanks.
We have Jim Valvano.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
Never give up.
Don't give up. SB speech is all time. We have Jimmy Key, clutch lefty, MLB.
Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, I believe so. Good poll, Brian.
We have also Jim Palmer, Jimmy Graham.
Oh, the tight end.
Tight end. And Jim Kelly.
Jordan Lewis killed him one day. Jordan Lewis got after Jimmy Graham one day. That game that the Cowboys beat the Saints.
I do remember one of those games.
That was a Jordan Lewis game.
Wasn't that where they like had him on Kamara?
They had him on everybody. Yeah,
he was just locking down everybody.
He was just locking down everybody. Yeah.
I do miss him. Yeah. I really do miss him.
Jim Leland from the 682, one of the great managers.
Have a smoke.
Yeah, he'd be smoking in the dugout.
How about this one here? Number 10 on the list, soccer's very own Jimmy Greaves.
Ooh, got me.
Are you familiar?
No.
Clinical finisher, 1966, World Cup. He's a UK broadcasting legend.
Oh, England 66, huh?
Yeah, 44 England goals.
Yeah.
Last major tournament they won, I believe.
At 9, you have MLB's Jimmy Rollins, 07
Phillies,
NL MVP.
Right?
Yep, Phillies hits leader, great shortstop, and World Series champion. At 8, you have Jimmy Butler. I think he's gotten a lot more respect ever since he had the Miami runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't actually end up winning a title, but he's definitely got a lot more respect after having that era. Number 7 is Jim Thorpe.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Carlisle.
You have Jim Brown at 6.
Yeah.
Well, that's low.
I mean, yeah, you would think
Speaking of Syracuse.
He's considered to be, right? Like,
one of the three or four goats.
Yeah, maybe the best running back of all time, certainly in the top two or three conversation. Number 5 is a different Jimmy Johnson.
The race car guy.
Yeah, race car guy.
No.
Oh.
49ers.
Oh.
Huh?
Jimmy Jets, running back?
DB?
DB. My bad.
Hall of Famer?
No. Sorry.
47 interceptions?
Yeah, but what year? He might have played with my uncle. My uncle played there for a long time. 60s and 70s?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a throwback player for sure.
Okay.
I thought that was going to be your wheelhouse. No, I thought you were going to just give us the the spiel.
I could give you like Ted Kwolek and Forrest Blue and some other names on that team. I couldn't give you the Jimmy Johnson one.
Guys from Dallas, born 1938, and yeah, he played in the 60s, early 70s. Your guy at four, Jimmy Connors.
Tennis.
8 Grand Slams.
He had some battles, him and Bjorn Borg, and then also John McElroy. I mean, they had some tennis players back in the day.
King of the baseline, Hall of Famer.
Left-handed, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. A little southpaw. Yeah. Number three is NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson.
Seven-time.
He had 5 straight Cup championships. Yeah. NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2024. And then how about them Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson, of course, at 2. They say the number one most famous Jimmy in sports history in terms of impact and titles, records, all that kind of stuff. Jimmy Fox.
Oh,
Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
3-time MVP, over 500 home runs, .325 batting average, 2-time World Series champion, and of course the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I didn't know he was that good. Good enough to be number one amongst all Jims.
Yeah, they nicknamed him Double X and the Beast. I think he was just an absolute savage back in the day.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Another top 10 is in the books, and we're going to circle back with some college football.
Yes, we are. Let's crank open a College Football Thursday. Darty featuring the best games of the week and some insider trading going on as Georgia preps for Texas. That's next year in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for a college football darty. And here's your host of it, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Big college football weekend, man. We got some great matchups. Let's get into it right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
All right, good news for the Texas Longhorns. Nobody listed on the initial SEC availability report, so it looks like safety Michael Taff and wideout Ryan Wingo are on track to play Saturday at Georgia. This is going to be quite the matchup. Now, you have former Florida coach Billy Napier spotted at Georgia's practice a couple of days ago.
Oh, so Florida beat Texas.
They sure did. Texas went to the Swamp earlier in the season, and Florida's pass rush was all time in that game. And so I guess just a little meeting of the minds here. This is just like a heady play, veteran move, Kirby Smart. Hey, Billy, why don't you come take a stroll through Athens with me, man? Lunch on me. Let's just chop it up. Couple of football guys talking ball. Of course, we play Texas this week, and you whooped up on them pretty good. So no, let's just see what we can get from you. I mean, it's in the same vein as Arch Manning hitting up Ty Simpson, quarterback of Alabama, and probably picking his brain a little bit on how to approach Georgia. So I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but it is funny. It is funny that it would just be out there like that. Like Billy Napier's just walking around the practice field.
Yeah, that is odd. You know, I think it's smart. Do everything in your power. Like football is as much of an intelligence game at this point than, you know, who's got the better athletes.
Yeah, and we'll see how can Sark and company try and figure out this Georgia team? Because last year you lose to them twice. And Georgia, I think their defense has gotten a fair amount better over the course of the season, but it's not the same type of vaunted pass rush in particular that you're accustomed
to.
when you think about Georgia football. So, you know, maybe Arch will have a little bit more time in the pocket, and maybe I do think Arch is going to have to – it's going to have to be one of those games where, one, hey, off the bye week, Sark, what type of wrinkles do you have
here?
Then is this a moment where you can start to really see the growth from Arch Manning? Because – you've seen it over the course of the last few weeks. But now you're going up against a real defense, right? Like Vandy, Mississippi State, not the same level here. And doing it Athens, I just think that's too much to ask here.
It is, you know, but if you would draw up a situation where the Longhorns could flip this narrative on its head, like after last year and what we observed, I would think, man, Georgia's probably too much for Texas. But if the offensive line is going to play better, and we need to see that validated against a better team, which Georgia is, but with their pass rush inconsistency, some of the susceptibility they have to the passing game on the back end as well, I think the Longhorns can do this.
Well, their defense is going to have to step up here in a big way as well, because the defense has started to slip a little bit when it comes to Texas. After allowing just 11 points per game in the first seven games, they've allowed 30 points in back-to-back games. So the pass defense in particular, we'll see how they come to play. Getting Michael Taff back is obviously going to be huge for them. And Gunnar Stockton's kind of like the Bo Nix of college football, with just how much they're throwing it at the line of scrimmage. It's like 30% of his passes is the highest in the SEC behind the line of scrimmage this season.
Hey, you heard it here.
So it's just, hey, please throw it to one of the athletes and hope they go make a play. Arch Manning second highest in terms of percentage of passes at the line of scrimmage. So both defenses tackling in space, that will be a big component to this game. But I think Georgia at home, like how can you trust Texas at this point? You're going to have to really see it here. You started to see the incremental growth for sure from Archie Company. Offensive line getting a little bit healthier. But going into Athens right now, I'll have to see it before I believe it.
I got one stat for you from Burn Orange Nation.
Go ahead.
15th in the SEC in third down defense
Yeah.
is Georgia.
Yeah, that's been a big issue. Their offensive line has really struggled with injuries. They've had to play some true freshmen at times this year, and that's been a big, big issue. And Stacy Serlis, who's the offensive line coach there, is really good. But, man, they came into the season having to replace starters, and now the guys that they've been playing with have just been really banged up. So they've had some problems with some continuity with their team.
But Arch has to get the ball out quickly, and that's not his strength. So I think a lot of it comes down to how much he's evolved.
Yeah. I think the thing, you know, like if you look at like the things with Georgia, and I was asking us, bring up the Georgia offensive line, because how, Chief, how do you feel about Texas defensive line, stuff like that? That was talked about. Everybody was saying it, you know, I'm listening to Carter and the guys, they were talking about the strength of this Texas this team. There's the defensive line. And I just wonder if George is going to be up to the task. I mean, you mentioned Texas, that Vanderbilt game. Vanderbilt's a hard team to play. Mississippi State, I have no idea what happened in the Mississippi State game. You know, as far as
it was a wild comeback.
Mississippi State scoring points in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy in itself. But the Vanderbilt one, I can understand, because Vanderbilt's been that kind of team with Pavia quarterback. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the country when it comes, like, they're at like 58% third down efficiencies and stuff.
No doubt.
So, I mean, sometimes you play a team that's just, but I just wonder if Texas's defensive line's up to the task of really getting after this Georgia offensive line that's, you know, been kind of banged up and playing with a lot of youth.
You
right
feel
now.
Like the Longhorns defense might be a little overrated?
I'm not saying overrated, because I feel, like I said, I don't know what happened. I'm watching the Mississippi State game. Mississippi State had a really good plan. They got after Texas. They protected well until the end of the game. When it really came down to them having to make a play, they couldn't make it. But I could understand giving up points to Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt's offense is pretty good.
Well, I mean, that's going to be an awesome game. You also have OU going to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama.
That's an early game, too.
Yeah, 2:30.
Oh, is that early? I thought it was...
It's not the 11.
Okay, I was looking at a schedule. I thought maybe it was an early... I got that confused. Okay, so
you
it's
got the Aggies play early. They play at home with the Gamecocks at 11.
There you go. Okay, that's there you go.
Notre Dame and Pitt is at 11. Michigan Northwestern at 11. But yeah, you're going to get the 2:30 ABC game. Oklahoma going to Alabama.
Yeah.
And I mean, this will be a revenge game here for Alabama, because last year it was Jackson Arnold running all over him. I'm sure John Mateer is pretty excited about the opportunity to go scramble around versus this Alabama defense that is really good. But they will give up yards to running quarterbacks. I just don't know that Oklahoma can really score enough versus Alabama to actually beat them here. Now, I think OU's defense will have a great opportunity, because their pass defense is fantastic in the secondary, and of course their pass rush, and Alabama can't run the football. So I don't know that Alabama's going to be able to score at a super high level, but can OU match it? Can they find 20 points versus Alabama? That I think that'll be tough for them.
That's why I asked Danny Cannell yesterday about, is there concern about Alabama's offensive line? LSU got after Alabama. A lot of blitzing, a lot of line games, a lot of things. Put a lot of pressure on Alabama. It was actually, if their offense was any good, LSU had a chance in that football game. Defense played well enough to potentially win that game.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma can get after you with their defensive front. They're going to cause some problems for Alabama in this one.
Oh, they are. Yeah, they are for sure. I wonder if OU could actually score enough here. But yeah. This is going to be a tight game. Like, it's a 5.5. Or now Bama favored by 5.5 to 6.5, depending on where you're looking at it. Mm. I think OU will cover that. But I do still think Alabama goes ahead and gets the dub at home.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
A college football Darty is in the books. We got 1 hour down and 4 to go here. Your Lakeside Studios at 75 and 635. The G-Bag Nation. Who voiced the loudest opposition to trading Luka? There's an insider report on that. And what CY says about the Rangers' approach to free agency, how many spots they need to fill with their presumed budget. That's coming up next year in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.